Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hour number two, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN.
We're going to keep it real this hour.
You think so?
I kept it real the first hour.
I don't know if you kept it. You did not keep it real. You kept it something else that I don't even know what to call it at this point.
Dolce and Gabbana are going to keep it real with us.
You want to get that? I'm curious who it is.
Man, I just got off the phone with my ops manager. Driver said he accidentally peed in the van.
How do you accidentally?
My point. Take it out of his check and let him go. Get him off the schedule. This is what you deal with.
You are in a van. You're driving. You know you have to go.
Right. You better go get some Depends then,
Well, there's that. Or just find a gas station and take care of business.
35 years old. Had to get the van sanitized. See what I'm saying?
Wait. How much did he pee in this thing? And what,
it's cloth seats.
Did the hose just like, you know, when the hose just goes flying around, like, did he not have control? Like, was it everywhere? Did he just spray the walls?
I don't know, man. We're going to take that out of this check, man. We got Dolce and Gabbana, though, man. Dolce and Gabbana going to keep it real. You know who Dolce and Gabbana is?
That would be DG.
Oh, yeah. See, I wonder if he's going to take that with him. You know what I'm saying? Take that with him. Go ahead and get
a sponsorship.
That's his logo. You need to get a sponsorship, son. Mm-hmm.
He can't hear you, though.
That's all good.
Because he's not here yet.
We're getting him in a minute. But I'm just saying, he know what I'm saying.
I understand. Can I ask you a question, another observation thing? You had that to say, I have this to say. Walking here from the train,
yes.
As I love to walk through Central Park.
You peed on the...
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Did not.
I thought we were trying to relate.
It's not related to your story at all. It's sort of related to the idea that we're off topic for a minute.
Okay.
I need somebody to tell me. Again, you can tweet at us or you can just call. I need to understand something. What is the infatuation from Europeans with squirrels?
Yeah.
These people, you can't walk anywhere because they all come around.
The words of Alan Hughes.
And they stop.
The words of Alan Hine does not reflect Bart Scott. This is the first time I've ever had to say that. You people.
Did I say you people or these people?
You said you people.
I said, no, I did not say.
No, he said these people.
These people.
Okay. Well, okay.
They stop.
I didn't want to get caught up in the
crosshairs. They see a squirrel, and it's like it's like an alien. They all pull out the phone. Somebody's got like food, and I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Do you think we got some Europeans over here that are assimilated over here that live over here that will call in to us and tell us?
I want to know what is so spectacular about a freaking squirrel.
I don't think I've ever seen.
With a bushy tail.
I don't think I've ever seen a squirrel in Europe. I've been to Europe many times.
So you were talking about a guy peeing in a truck. I'm talking about Europeans. You see how it all just kind of comes together.
I don't understand
for the life of me what is so infatuating about a squirrel.
I don't think they've ever seen one.
And they stop like, oh my God.
I'm trying to figure out if when I was in Europe, if I've ever seen a squirrel. I don't recall ever seeing a squirrel.
They really didn't look for one.
They have a place over in Paris that's like Central Park, so I would think if it was squirrels.
They do.
They would be. Yes, they do. I think they would be there. It's by the Eiffel Tower.
I didn't look for a squirrel to care about it, to say to myself, like, oh, this is curious.
And listen, our American squirrels are different.
There's black squirrels.
Oh, so what?
There are.
There you go. So now the black squirrels are gangsters.
I just said there's black squirrels. I didn't say they're gangsters. I said, are they more gangster here? And then I was letting you know there's gray squirrels and then there's black squirrels.
They definitely more bold.
The squirrel? Well, if you're bringing food out, a squirrel's coming up to you.
Anybody that's ever been to a college town, bold. They won't even move. The pigeons don't even move out here. They're like, just go around.
Same thing. Yeah.
You know the most disrespectful animals out of all the park animals? Goose.
Oh, yeah.
I seen cars driving 75 miles an hour on the road.
Ah! Yep.
And the goose like.
You go right through the windshield.
No, the goose like, you better stop.
No, you go right through the windshield.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because
not me, baby.
Don't run over the goose.
Not me, baby. We having hen tonight, baby. If I'm doing it, I ain't squaring my car for nobody.
We're going pheasant?
Yeah, we having pheasant tonight, baby.
It startled me.
I go take it to Chinatown,
people are in
maybe,
clusters,
hang it up in the window.
On the pathways, in the park, stopping, and I'm like, oh, what is going on here? And it's like, oh, my goodness, and look at this curious little squirrel. What an adorable little animal.
I want to see a European.
What are you doing?
I want to see a European, like, blow some smoke in his face. Like, yo, I swear, I go to Europe, man. The Surgeon General, they ain't vaping, man. They still on straight-up Newport 100s.
Mm-hmm.
Menthol.
Yeah. Yep.
Straight hardcore.
Still live till at 90 also.
Straight hardcore.
Yeah.
Next thing, ain't got no stress. They basically get all this money from the government for housing and stuff. It's no big thing. It's free health care.
Is this true?
Yes. Hmm. Free health care.
Did not know that.
They be over there slumming it, son.
Yeah.
They be slumming.
Just happy.
We the only people that work to live, that live to work. Everybody else work to live over there. Any other country, man, go to St. Bart's. They don't, listen, when I say they break.
Because
they
here
break.
We're so caught up in materialistic things.
Well, no, they got nice things over there. All the nice high-end cars, like, but they don't have to pay for a lot of stuff, man.
They don't?
Nah, man.
Who pays for it all?
The government.
Really?
Yeah. But that's why their health care is okay, not just great. You know what I'm saying?
It's just okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
Ours is just expensive. Yeah.
Somebody might leave a sponge in you after surgery or something. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn,
happens.
I forgot to take the clamp out.
Right. It's so not a problem.
That's why they come over here for surgery.
Always wanted a sponge.
Unless you
it's
go,
okay.
Unless you want to go to a hair transplant, you go to Turkey. Just ask Akon. Akon, like, when you get these hair things, man, these hair plugs, Akon never had hair that low on his forehead. They put Newport.
Maybe you need it after your barber.
I need it. I need to go to Akon so I can get a forehead lineup.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? They do beard implants, too.
Beard implants.
Yeah.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds like it'd be super itchy. Like if you put a pore where it was never a pore at. Anyway, I digress.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was getting good.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. So as we
always got more.
Danny's been busy today as he's promoting what is called the Throne, which starts tomorrow. It's a high school national championship. It's all the best teams, high school basketball teams in the country, all coming together to play a tournament to see who can be called the national champs.
Are them Boozer boys coming?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're going to be there. It starts tomorrow. It's at American Dream. You know the rink at American Dream? You always talk about that place. You love
there.
That place.
I've been going skiing there.
They put a court. They covered the rink. They put a court
nice
on it.
Rink. Mm-hmm.
And it's gorgeous. Like, it looks spectacular.
Yeah, and for people that know the area, that's over there by the wax shop. And then that's as you walk in over there towards the water park.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of go around and kind of, like, be up top. So you actually can kind of go on the second level and kind of go in a circle and see around. And I wondered if they put the court out there, did they take the rink shields down? Because they took the rink shields down, then now you can be
– the glass, you mean?
Yeah.
That's clear.
So it's cool. I wonder if they're going to put bleachers in there or are people – is it standing room only? I
haven't seen it. But yeah. We can ask Danny. But he's going to join us in a moment. But I guess while we're waiting for him,
I want to ask about the prop bets, about who should I bet on.
Probably shouldn't do that. But instead, do you want to hear from Brian Daboll?
Yeah, let's hear from Daboll.
You want to hear from Brian Daboll? Okay.
Again. He's been talking a lot today.
Well, this is the only time we've heard from him today, though. So, right?
Yeah. NFC's turn to talk.
All right. Well, Brian Daboll was asked about some things out of last year that were issues, including his sideline demeanor. So does he need to calm things down a little bit?
Yeah, look, I talk to John every day. I talk to my staff every day. Look, every year there's a self-evaluation process that goes on, whether I was a position coach, a coordinator, in this case, a head coach. You know, I'm a very passionate person, but, yeah, there's times where I wish I handled things a little bit differently, certainly. So you continue to grow, you continue to evolve, and that's what I try to do every day.
Do you think he needs to dial it down a little bit? He said you got to evolve as a coach and you got to see that stuff. Do you think it's just how it looks more than it is anything else?
I think he has to adjust to his group. Now, if his group can handle it, then you do it. I mean, look at Coach Knight. He was always
He never toned it down.
Yeah, he never toned
it
down.
And that was his downfall.
Yeah.
It eventually became – it started out as entertaining and then eventually got abusive.
Well, eventually the athlete changed and they weren't having it. You know what I'm saying?
But also, though, he was getting physical. Which,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because
I think to me, if it goes unchecked, it gets worse.
It's weird. It's like certain coaches know the right people to grab. I couldn't imagine a world where Bobby Knight, a white man with high cholesterol, would grab me around my neck and not think he's about to get these gifted hands on him. It would have been the greatest ass kicking in the history of ABC.
You ever met Coach Knight?
No.
No, because you never stood with him?
Huh?
Never stood next to him.
No.
All right. So until you do, then you'll understand.
What?
He's not a small man.
I'm not.
And I didn't say you are. I'm just saying when you ask.
He's a white male of a certain age. He would have got these gifted hands.
Okay.
On that ass.
I'm just saying.
Repeatedly.
This was not a meek human being.
No,
this
I get
is a
no, no,
strong
I get it.
Man.
I get it.
So and that's he was a strong willed man.
That's the best guy. That's the
West
best
Point
guy. That's the best guy ass to kick. Because then nobody else, like, he kicked Coach Knight ass. Ain't nobody. Yeah. I ain't never ever coaching that dude.
Yeah. Well, again, it was unchecked. That's part of the problem.
He'd been looking like
back to
Coach
Brian,
Shanahan, like a red lobster. That's how many lumps he would have had on his face.
Back to Brian Daboll. How about play calling? Would he be involved in that?
Something that I'm looking into. I think there's 20 head coaches at this point in time that call plays in the league.
On offense?
Which is on both. So I think it's 20. There might be a little bit more, but again, I've been doing a bunch of research, but no decision's been made. I'm still going through that process and thinking about what we need to do.
Rex called plays on defense, right?
No.
Was he wasn't the primary?
No.
He had a veto power, though, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Petten. Like, he would be paying attention.
So Petten called all the plays?
Yeah, he helped put the plan together. He helped put the plan together. Yep. And the all that stuff, but like he stepped away from making the plays. I think after the first year.
Does that get confusing? Like if you're on defense, do you then like wait, is the head coach calling the plays or is Kafka calling the plays? Would that get confusing or is it better to have the head coach instead of, you know, like, okay, this is the game plan, and then suddenly the head coach is vetoing things that you thought were gonna be what do you think of him calling plays as the head coach?
I look at the head coach as kind of like when he's not calling plays, I look at like the head coach as like another assistant coach. He's a guy that you can give information to, data to, and he can veto like, hey, the guys want to run this. It sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
How about run this? Right? We know what's in the game plan. And we only can ask to put in what's in the game plan. So sometimes I would go with Rex and say, hey, man, we need to run this. This is what's happening. And he would say, hey, Petten, Bart wants
to
run
this. So then
he'd
go to Mike Petten.
They say Bart wants to run this. He's saying they're doing this. We know this is going to happen. He would give his input.
All right. So you prefer it if Daboll kind of stays neutral.
Yeah, because I need Daboll concentrating on managing the game, the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need you to say, hey, if on the other side, like, the defense is blitzing too much or
right.
it's doing something, I don't need you over there talking to the offense about corrections. I need you to see what's going on. Like, hey, man, yo, your defense coordinator over here tripping, dog. He's putting us in cover one.
And that's part of the issue now. Shane Bowen now comes in to replace Wink Martindale.
Wink.
And so if you're calling plays, does that put more pressure on Bowen now just to be the primary play call on defense with no – like how much – if you're focused so much on your offense, how can you have any veto power or any input on your defensive side? Yeah. Daboll was, of course, asked about the Martindale departure because, as we know, by the end of the season, they were not on common ground.
Every year is a different year, new changes. Excited to have Shane. I think Shane's done a great job since he's been here. The coaches that we've had on staff, those guys have really meshed well together. And I know they're excited for a couple of weeks to get the players back.
Do you regret how that situation played out?
Yeah, look, every year, every season's different. Every situation's different. Looking forward to this season.
Did he answer the question?
No.
Oh.
No, he gave you the everything is different, everything is different. He did not want to give you any specifics nor apologize, clearly.
So to that caller the other day that was talking about Salah's boring, was that not a boring answer?
Yeah, well, he was right not to give you a headline or a quote. That's what he did there. All right. Okay, so we have your calls at 800-919-3776. And as I mentioned, coming up, as this is a very busy part of the sports schedule, coming up this weekend and starting tomorrow, right in our area, right at American Dream, which is the Meadowlands, right,
yeah,
area,
yeah.
The
right
big mall there.
Right across from the MetLife
Stadium. There is going to be some high-level basketball
high-level.
NBA Players Association is involved in a partnership.
Mm.
And our good friend Danny Green, played in the league a long time, a local guy as well, is also part of putting this together with several other NBA players.
Sharpshooter,
too. It is called The Throne.
Now, he has
some
the
of
record.
The best college, high school teams in the country all coming together to see who is going to be named champion.
Now, if he had the record, that'd be different.
Danny joins us right now. All right, let's get this out of the way.
If Danny would have got the record, I would have bowed, I would have clapped.
DJ, you got to help me right now. First of all, great to hear from you, my man. Good to talk to you. Just help me out, please.
Hey.
Please help me with Bart.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know you've been busy. So I don't know if you saw anything from the Knicks-Pistons game last night. If you did...
I did.
I saw the highlights. I didn't see enough, but I know that the back and forth was happening.
Yep.
With Monty, Josh Hart, DiVincenzo situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's not a game that I normally would tune in on.
Of course.
On my random Monday.
Yeah, you can't get that time of your life back if you watch that bad basketball.
Well, so Bart's, by the way, Bart is from the 313. So just understand the background already comes from a guy who's from Detroit. He has a problem with the DiVincenzo franchise record of 11 threes made because Bart feels like it is a bogus record. And you know what, Bart? You try to explain it to the man because I can't. And I need to.
Okay.
If Danny is going to be the deciding factor, this is a man who shot threes in the league, won championships in the league, played in the league. Whatever Danny says, I'm going with.
Yeah. One, I thought it was Bush League that Tibbs put him back in the game to go get the record. Secondly, I think that, you know, the record should have an asterisk in it because the opponents that he got it against was basically a G League team.
So what I'm saying is
the record still belongs to Jarrett Smith, who did it against the Heat, or it belongs to Fournier. I'm saying that Tibbs really hates Fournier
because
if that record was owned by Allen Houston, if it was owned by Allen Houston, he would have put DiVincenzo in there to go Nick on Nick crime.
Right.
Maybe so. Maybe he really likes Dante. But I will say this. I'm on both sides of it. I'm not for teams to be beating up on other teams, so I understand where Monty's coming from. I'm not a big fan of it. I think the basketball guys at some point will turn on them and it'll come back to them at some point. But, you know, they said play better defense. Cool. I get it. But I can't say, like, oh, this is discredited. There are no G League teams in the league. This is an NBA team you're playing against. You're not going to discredit LeBron's 61 points, even though it was against Charlotte, right, or something like that.
But
Melo,
DG's.
He got his career high. Mm-hmm. You know, Melo had his career high, and a lot of these games, guys get their career highs on teams that aren't the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys get their highlights or the top threes when it's a blowout, because usually when guys, especially when I score a bunch of threes, we're winning the game by a lot. So it's not going to be easy for me to get 10 or so threes. So I understand what you're saying. But no, he got the record, man. The record is the record. He got it. He got there. You know, some things you can put asterisks. When I had my shot, they said, you know, what's the player that shot 23s in a game? It was a double overtime game, and we had COVID. We only had like six guys playing. they're like, oh, the only reason why Danny got this many threes is because this and this. I mean, it happens in the stats. It's in the books, and it's against an NBA team. So I don't discredit it or anything, because you earn every basket you get in the NBA. But I do understand the fact that beating up on teams is not cool, and the way he did it isn't the greatest. So I guess when you look at it, you know, some people look at Kevin Durant's championships, and they're like, oh, they try to discredit it. For me, I don't do it. I understand how the average fan would look at it, like, oh, he's playing this team, and
he was going against professionals. What I'm saying is, the Pistons had four starters not even playing. So this really was a team that they had to basically call guys up.
This is a debate.
I get it.
This
get
is
it.
A debate.
Yeah.
Like DJ,
Tim's playing those guys 40 minutes, so it's Tim's fault. It's not Dante's fault.
Well,
no, he had put his uniform back on. DG, he put his uniform back on, and he put him back in. And listen, this is how gracious the Pistons were. They gave the Knicks a home game because that was supposed to be a Pistons home game. And this is how you do this to me? I'm pinning cases on all you shoe program, 24-hour lockdown.
He's out of control now. He's completely out of control.
I get it, man. I get it. It's tough. But
you know, so
they got to go out and play. They got to win the game. And I think Tibbs, more importantly, I think is trying to get his team prepared for the playoffs. And it's like, take every game serious. Take every game to get in rhythm, build confidence. They're just getting back guys from injuries. Like OG is getting back. I think Julius is coming back soon. Mitch Robinson maybe soon. But I don't think they should have played 40 minutes and had to do that. I think they were winning the game pretty handedly where they could have just sat those guys the last fourth quarter.
Now, real question, right? Now, I know this is a teachable moment for Monty, you know, saying, hey, remember this. This is a part of, like, developing a young team. He's trying to establish a new culture over there. But, you know, you were with Pop, and he was an OG. He was a traditionalist. What would have been the recourse if you saw a team doing that, kind of running up and trying to, you know, acting like it's homecoming? Is it repercussions and consequences to
fouled.
That?
Old school, back in the day, guys would have been getting fouled hard, you know? Like, there was no – when I got in the game, I remember one of my first Welcome to the League games. I don't get to play much. I'm a rookie. I go in there. I'm trying to shoot threes, show what I can do, get a dunk. Somebody put me on my ass so quick when I was trying to go in for a fast break dunk. I was like, nah, you're not doing that against us. You're not going to embarrass us. So that type of thing, a fight would have probably started or broke out, or there would have been some fouls, some hard fouls, to where, you know, they would have made the coach sit their starters, sit their guys. You don't want them hurt before the playoffs. You're not going to play those guys.
So that's a good point, too, is that we don't really see that anymore in the league where you're afraid, like, you know, all right, it's out of hand. If we start really running this thing up, they might start taking some of our guys out, and we don't want to do that. The game has changed. But you know what I've noticed this year? I think everybody's talked about this, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it, is that since the All-Star break, the league sent out a memo saying that, you know, the officiating is not going to start rewarding players who seek out fouls. So the whistles have been less and less, fewer and fewer, and the physicality has really started to ramp up to feel more like the old days a little bit. What do you prefer? Like, now, you were a shooter, you were a guy, but you also played in that in the earlier era.
I'm a defender.
Yeah, you know, that's true. You were a top. I
shoot the ball. I had no choice but to be. Pop was like, you're not playing. I don't care how many threes you make, you better play defense first. So I'm more of that side of the game. I think the defense should have more freedom, more leeway. Anyway, offense, everything's about the offense and scoring, right? So I get it. Protect the players, protect the offensive guys. But, you know, you got to make it a little more challenging. Defense should be able to, you know, get physical, but make it challenging for guys. These guys are already good. You know, let them carry the ball, walk with the ball, get illegal screens, coming off shots, getting open looks. They're already good. They don't need the help. So, you know, make it a little bit easier for guys to defend. Well, it's easier, but give guys a fair chance to defend these guys and not have everybody score 40 on you every night. So, you know, for me, I like the fact that they're going back to those old-school ways where they're not calling the sweep-through fouls or guys stopping and jumping backwards. You know, there's certain things that need to be changed, and I'm all for it with the defensive side.
Now, I'm balling on a budget, DG, so yeah, I'm sure. Trying to figure out inside of this tournament, like, what legacy kid should I bet on? Should I bet on the Boozer Boys, Jay Richardson?
There's no betting on this.
The Boozer Boys are pretty safe bet. it's hard to say, though.
Are the Bronny kids, is like, baby Bronny in here?
Bryce?
Yeah.
Is Bryce in here, you asking? I don't think so.
Okay, he was scared to get showed up by the Boozer Boys.
But even then, I said, I don't know if Bryce or his team is one of the top teams this year. You know, it's really, you know, you got to pick, because I think the Boozer Boys won last year, I'm pretty sure they did. And you got to go with the team that's going to win. And they said they're back again. They're the same group. I said, I don't know if Sierra Canyon, I think Bronny's back at Sierra Canyon. Bryce is back at Sierra Canyon. I don't know if they're going to make it that far, like if they were here, make it far to the finals.
No, there's two teams from California.
That are really good. You know, the Jason Richardson is pretty good. I don't know if he's Antoine Jameson has a son that's really good. Najee Muhammad's son's really good. Some of them are in this. Some of them are not. But I'm interested to see how it turns out. You know, I said, I'm not the brains. I'm in American Dream now, so it's probably why you hear the background in the mall, which is kind of crazy.
Hey, go give me some stuff from Toys R Us.
I got you.
I need
it's an unbelievable setup. It's dope. In the mall, have this type of setup. And said, I'm interested to see. Said, Darren Duncan. You named all these NBA players that have kind of come together to help with the platform. I'm one of them, but I'm not the brains. I did not put this together. The credit has to go to Darren Duncan. He's the guy that puts everything together. And they have a selection committee that selects the teams. This year is the first year we're doing with women's. So I got to show them some love when they come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm here now checking out the site at American Dream, and it's an unbelievable space.
Is that your first time in American Dream?
It is. I don't think I've ever been to this mall before.
Stay away from the D Wing. That's where all the Hermes and all the expensive stuff is. They got like velvet couches over there and stuff. Yeah, they got all the velvet couches.
I didn't bring my wife this trip. I got worried about it.
It's like going from low class in the back of Spirit Airlines to going like the first class in Emirates or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, stay away from there, man. I think you got to pay a toll just for going over there. But now you guys are at the Legacy. How does it feel like that the Legacy kids are in now? Right, I feel like we're at a time where we have more former players' kids like at the league at the same time. It's almost like reliving those type of rivalries. And you know, how's that as far as the difference in knowledge that these kids get from being, you know, born, you know, to a generation where they had opportunity to dip in that type of knowledge?
I mean, I feel like it's always been an advantage to be born into that type of family, even the kids before us. I think the parents now are more involved. The dads now are more involved. Back in the day, I don't know if they had the same type of resources. There weren't as many AAU games or platforms or tournaments. And obviously dads taught their kids, but they didn't have the same. Now there's more dads that are way more involved with more resources to be able to help teach their kids and have more of an advantage to be on these type of platforms and have this type of legacy. As that now you have NIL, you have kids that'll make money, you know, in college and on all levels have agents and build a brand from social media, and they can learn at the tip of their hands whatever they want to learn. So we had to go to a library back in the day to find information or get on a computer and wait for online to start up. We had to sit and wait for us to get online, you know, to be able to Google something. Now these kids can Google stuff. They can find stuff on TikTok, Instagram. Social media is huge with learning about stuff off the court and on the court, watching games, watching highlights. They can scout guys. But we didn't know anything about anybody until we saw them play in person. We just knew what we read in the newspapers. So it's harder to scout teams and harder to understand who was who. And we just thought people, like I said, we looked at people by word of mouth and how godly they were, who they killed somebody.
Danny, I think this, I love this idea. You sound like you're pretty excited about it. It starts tomorrow. There's a lot of big names in it. A lot of, I think 23 of the top 100 players in the country are all part of this. You got some local schools as well in this thing. So it's a great thing. And I saw it on social media. The court set up on the rink there at American Dream with the skylight above the court. It just, that looks spectacular. It just makes for a great stage.
I wish I could FaceTime you right now. I'm standing on the court in the middle of it. But yeah, it's dope, man. You got this right underneath the dome, the skylight.
I tell you,
levels people can watch on the outside of it. But yeah, it's a beautiful setup.
Well, take a video or take a picture and send it to our
he can send it to me
and we can post it. Yeah, we'll post it on there so everybody can get a visual. Yeah, all our listeners can get
a
visual.
I'll send you all the videos and pictures you guys want.
Yeah, send it to me and we'll post it. Right,
yeah, it's fire, man. It's really nice.
Where do people go if they want to buy tickets? Is there like a direct place to go?
Thronehoops.com. Tickets are only $10, man. Thronehoops.com. It'll be streamed on NBA TV. And some of them will be on the NBA app. You can watch it on that. But NBA TV will be streamed. But thethronehoops.com is where you can buy your tickets. $10 a piece, man. It's really easy.
Love it.
So if they put the Allen Hine code in, they charge them an extra $5, right?
Extra $5, right.
So you get your little you get a dollar and we'll take the other $4.
And you get a front row seat. Hey, DG, I appreciate you as always. Good luck with this. All the best. Keep in touch.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Man, appreciate you guys.
You got it.
All right.
Danny Green, he is like
first time American Dream. It's overwhelming.
It looks awesome.
It's like Mall of America.
Well,
right?
You could hear it in his voice. He's like, this looks incredible. Like he's seeing it today for the first time. They start tomorrow.
I don't even know. Like he probably came in the sea entrance. He don't even know that he can go skiing right now if he wants to.
But here you go. So I'll give you. So the top 100 players is 23 of them, and Cameron Boozer is this number 2 ranked player in the country. He plays for Miami based Columbus High School.
How far is the other one?
Caden is number 17, Caden Boozer. So Cameron and Caden. One is number 2, one's number 17, all right? But the Camden, remember, that was the controversial state champion of the whole thing with Manasquan, right? Camden's in this thing in New Jersey. Their top player is Billy Richmond, who's 21. You know,
somebody like, going for broke. I like this.
Yeah, no, this is cool.
This is competition that is fine.
Kind of like this.
And see, what I love about high school.
Don Bosco Prep, by the way, is playing under what's called the Brotherhood. And so they're playing in this as well. And I've actually, you know, there's some others that I've gotten a heads up about.
What's a prop bet?
I don't have a prop bet.
Oh.
Yeah. Stepanak is playing as well. Like this, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't bet on like the Boozer going for a triple double.
I mean, you can with like maybe an illegal bookie if you'd like.
Baby Boozer. Well, give me your guy. I'll give me your guy. Go to break.
Meanwhile, audio files coming up. Your calls 800-919-3776. Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Not this tourney, the NCAA, of course. Whether you're betting on a big upset or one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Playoffs or bust, right? That has to be the mindset for the New York Jets next season. Win or else. Well, maybe not. Jets owner Woody Johnson refuses to give ultimatums, and yesterday he was asked what a successful season looks like.
successful, Steve. It's kind of in the eye of the beholder. You want to feel like you're getting the most out of all the players. You're winning or close to winning every single game. I think last year, despite not having an offense, we were in there for a lot of games. If we had a modicum offense, which I think we'll have more than a modicum offense, because I think we got a good receiver in Mike Williams, and we got Garrett Wilson, who's probably the best receiver in the league, or certainly one of the top, you would say. Great running back. Now we're going to have a good line. You're going to have a quarterback that's beyond his feet. And what you have to do with Aaron is tell the receiver, count to 10, put your hands out here, look around, and the ball will be in your hands. Right? That's what happens. So, I mean, he's so accurate. It's unbelievable.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew. Honey, during tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Thursday on SNY, Mets and the Brewers. It's opening day, everybody. That's tomorrow, right? Is today Tuesday or Wednesday? Am I doing
Tuesday.
This again?
I think you got one Tuesday. More day. It's Thursday, right?
I thought it was...
You're stuck in the Matrix, man.
It's happened again. I swear I thought today was Wednesday.
That's because you had a game
I
yesterday.
Woke up thinking
not,
this was Wednesday.
You're not
Wednesday.
Used to having Monday games.
No, I'm not. But I swear I woke up thinking today was Wednesday. Like
I wish it was Wednesday.
Seriously. I thought today was Wednesday.
That's one day closer to
so
Friday.
So this throne thing doesn't start tomorrow, then. This thing starts on Thursday.
It's okay, man.
The hell's wrong with me? No, it does start tomorrow. The 27th is tomorrow.
So that's Wednesday.
Yeah, but...
It's okay, Alan. Just reset. Let's just go to the callers. Let's cleanse our
hell.
Oh,
no,
I know
no,
what time
you know.
It is.
What do you mean go to the callers?
It's 1:30. It's 1:30.
I don't know what day it is.
We're late.
You don't know what part of the show it is.
It's Triple H.
This is what happens when you start the day.
Hans Hoop.
When you no, that's tomorrow.
That's on a Wednesday.
That's on a Wednesday.
Oh, I thought you said today was Wednesday.
I'm a mess.
Have you ever shot that shot?
No.
What up, people?
Exactly.
It's 1:30, Bart. You know what time it is.
It's time for us to step aside and let the headline...
Let the headline makers do the talking in a segment we like to call I Ain't Jake Audio Files. I Ain't Jake. I know my boy Lime.
Audio Files.
I'm like the Temptations.
That's
you know
nice.
I know all his lines,
that's
right?
That's nice.
I can sing all his parts. I know his lines.
But how
nice
about,
like this.
How about this line? How about this line? Like... We like beef when it comes to...
Oh, what?
When it comes
no,
to...
No, oh, well, I would say no Diddy. No Diddy. So, I aspire to play like a girl. I identify as a girl.
Yep.
Exactly. That's why I think I should be in a girl's locker room.
How do I put it then?
Just me.
We like drama.
Yes.
We like drama.
Yes.
And we like to see when there's drama between the top players...
Yes.
The rivals.
Yes.
Well, in the women's college basketball tournament.
We won't
Gina
Auriemma
just fired a shot that now makes you go, oh, okay, we
Booyaka.
Need to see this. Because Gina Auriemma, as you know, the head coach of UConn
legend.
For a long time,
legend.
Legendary coach. He said something. Remember yesterday we were talking about players naming players? There was one name that you were missing, and it was Paige Beckers. How did we forget? Paige Beckers only a couple of years ago was like the best player in the country. She was a freshman.
She got passed.
Then she went through some injuries, and she got passed. But UConn beats Syracuse. They get to the Sweet 16. And while everybody is going crazy about Caitlin Clark, of course, at Iowa, Gino Auriemma said this.
You know, we have the best player in America. And you know, just saying that because the numbers in this world of analytics, the numbers say that she is. And the whole stat sheet says that she is. And everybody that watched knows it. And we're fortunate.
Susan, did she pass Pistol Pete? Is she showstopper?
Oh.
Is she must-see TV?
You know why he's saying this?
Is she must-see TV?
Can I explain? So while Caitlin Clark averages 31 a game and Paige Bueckers averages just 21 a game.
Mm-hmm. That's 10.
She also takes more shots, 22, and Paige Bueckers only shoots about 15 a game.
That's her fault.
But Paige Bueckers is shooting 54% while Caitlin Clark is at 45%. Three-point percentage?
What that mean?
Paige Bueckers is 40, almost 42%, while Caitlin Clark's at 38%.
What'd that mean?
So she's more efficient.
Oh, so efficiency.
With her score.
Or the result. So that don't mean you the best.
He's trying to suggest, like, while everybody's going crazy about Caitlin Clark,
wait,
Paige Bueckers can ball, and she might be better.
Jordan shot more than anybody, did he not?
But I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. What I'm saying is, don't you think this makes it very interesting, doesn't it? I kind of like this.
Cause we don't
see this in the women's game enough. What did Angel Reese do with Caitlin Clark?
You can't see me?
Like the whole thing. Caitlin Clark has gotten a ton of attention. And a lot of it is obviously well-deserved.
Is it because she's in the middle of
but
the country?
But now there's other people going like, you know, there's other good players in this world, right? It ain't just all about her.
And it's white-on-white crime.
And Gino Auriemma now is throwing that out there, and I love it. I love it. Where would they face each other, by the way? Do we have a bracket available?
Well, it looks like they're going to run into LSU first.
Oh.
It looks like Iowa and LSU is in a collision
course. Love it.
But who's South Carolina playing? Because they got beef with
they got beef with everybody.
Yeah, but they got beef with Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she sent them home. Bye-bye.
Yep. Waved at them, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Holla at you.
I'm telling you. Like, I like this.
I'm rooting for Juju.
Don't you like this, though?
I'm like.
Can you answer me? Do you like this?
I'm like Issa Rae. I'm rooting for everybody black.
Do you like this?
Yes, I do. I love it. I love beef.
Excuse me?
It's not no Diddy when I say it.
It only is when I say it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Fatality.
Anyways.
The rules don't apply straight.
Jacob's done. Jacob is absolutely done right now.
That's my job to make sure that Jake time working goes fast.
He is absolutely done. Look at him. He can't even breathe right now. Anyways, how about Caitlin Clark? They had to survive a game.
They were helped. You think they were assisted?
Oh, really?
Were the refs in on it? Somebody listening to the spread? You're going to get those allegations now because if gambling's everywhere, you know it's in this women's game too.
You think it is?
Remember the ringer? This reminds me of this.
Well,
they're bailing on anything.
Iowa did beat West Virginia to advance to the Sweet 16. It was her last, it's Caitlin Clark's last home game. She also became, I set another scoring record as well. It's like things just keep going. But this score was tied in the fourth quarter. And then Iowa had to go on a run. But it wasn't just her that got it done, which was also kind of nice to see as well, right? But she now has the most points scored in a single season, which is 1,113, which broke Kelsey Plum's record as well. So
yeah,
now it's not the all-time scorer.
Baby mama.
Also single, right. So here is Caitlin Clark talking about this win.
To be honest, like looking back on our journey last year, to me, this is like one of the hardest rounds in the NCAA tournament. Everybody is really good. You're expected to win. You're on your home court. We have all the pressure in the world. They have absolutely nothing to lose to come in here and upset us. And so I think our group was never flustered by any means when they went and tied it up. Yes, we had so many opportunities tonight where we got to a 10-point lead, a 7-point lead, and we couldn't figure out a way to extend it. And honestly, we just didn't shoot the ball very well. We just didn't make shots. West Virginia is, you know, a really good basketball team, and we found a way to win. We changed up our defenses. We got big rebounds when it mattered. We made big free throws. There's a lot of positive to take away from this when maybe we didn't even play our best basketball or didn't look as pretty. I think that's more fulfilling of a win for us than, you know, going out there and winning by 30 points.
More importantly, Dino has told us that UConn and Iowa would meet in the Final Four. Yes. But there's also a nice road on the way to the Final Four that they'd have to endure. Go ahead, you know.
Yeah, Iowa in the Elite Eight would have to take on LSU.
So who do they play next?
Oh.
Next they play Colorado.
Oh, so Colorado to get to the
Colorado State.
Colorado.
Colorado balling, man. What's up with the sports over there? The Deion effect is really working.
Yeah. So, yeah, they play Colorado's fifth ranked. They're playing in Albany. Nice.
Does Deion's daughter plays for them,
so
right?
So if they beat Colorado, they have the opportunity in the Elite Eight to face LSU.
Right. LSU is taking on UCLA.
Kim Mulkey. Interesting. And then you said – who, now, where's USC in all this?
USC would play UConn in the Elite Eight if they both.
Juju. Oh. Juju, like, who the best?
Yeah. Deion's daughter plays for Colorado, too. But think about this. So now you get Juju, the best. You get that. You could get the present and the future.
Juju, like,
so
up.
So either you're getting Beckers and UConn, or you're getting USC and Juju, who's your favorite player.
Juju.
So then, oh my God, this will be so much fun.
No, this is way
who's
more
who's left
exciting
for them to play in the championship? Who's on the other bracket then?
This is way more
South Carolina will be there.
Oh, damn. Reed's like, y'all must have forgot. I took a year off from the championship. This is how y'all do me.
I might watch this.
Yo, this is more.
I think she's right. I'm more into this.
This is way more exciting than the men.
I'm telling you.
Yo, I'm into this, son.
This is going to be, this should be good.
The biggest question is, who got the lowest odds on the prop bets? So I can go to ESPN Bet, so I can go ahead and see if I can bet on the underdog. Who the underdog?
You have to have an in, though. It doesn't work if you don't have an in. You got to know ahead of time so you know which way to bet.
No, right now, I'm just saying. I'm going to pick out of these and say who I think will win the championship.
Pick out of what?
LSU.
You picking that?
I ain't not picking Colorado. They ain't ready for that.
No.
I'm going South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
UConn.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, right?
Yep.
And Iowa. Out of those power four, I'm trying to figure out who should I bet, put all the chips on black on to win the chip.
Okay.
You with me, right, Jay? We going to pool all our money together?
Most of your money and a little mine.
That makes it $1 million and $1.
And $1, right. Right.
By the way, update from Friday, Alan.
Yes.
Duke is playing UConn. Duke took out Ohio State. He was doing the full court press last Friday.
Yeah, we ain't worried about Duke women's.
No, it was the Ohio State that we were rooting against. We're like, you were mad at the Knicks last night.
Yeah.
Ohio State was up, what were they up, 30?
They were up like over 20 against Maine.
Against Maine. These poor girls, right? The Maine just happened to be there. He's running full court press, like fourth quarter up 30.
Old Delilah.
Picking up, oh my God. It was 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah, I hope they get their ass kicked.
And that's what I mean. I was all about it. Because the coach's last name was like McGruff or something like so
yeah,
obvious.
Yeah, take a bite out of the ground.
McGruff.
See?
Oh, man.
See? Yeah. So now you agree.
See, I'm into
now,
it. Am
now
I
you
wrong?
Agree that the Knicks are wrong.
I got you into it. Jake, you into the women's tournament.
I'm in it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm in it.
All in, right?
I think what we should do is each of us pick a team, and then whoever team wins the final, we all got to give them $500, like as a whole.
500? No.
Yeah, that's 130, 130, 130.
The winner gets 500 of Bart's dollars.
That's good. No, sounds perfect.
If
you are right, you get to keep your 500. If you're wrong, someone else gets 500.
No. This is what we should do. We should take a straw and figure out who gets to pick first to get the draft order.
I like my idea better. Ray, you like my idea better?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Jake, you like my idea better?
It's 500 contributed by all of us.
No, so that's just you. I think it's better.
It's like about three. Three of us put in the five.
I think it's better. Jake, you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
we
like that idea.
This isn't a professional locker room, right? This is a couple of people in radio.
Yep.
But it's only like $175.
Only is not a word. We understand.
Okay. So you don't get one flannel shirt. It's okay. But if you win, you can go buy five flannel shirts.
$500 shirts now, right? I didn't realize that. Okay.
No, because you only got to put
$100 in. All I know is that we're focusing more on the women's game than I think we've ever had before.
Yeah, I'm here for the women's game.
All right, 800-919-3776. That's audio files. There was a lot more to do, but we spent a lot more time on this than I thought we would. But we've got lots to get to, including what we haven't gotten to yet, which is the Jets owner. You heard a little bit of it. Woody Johnson speaking about the state of his franchise, and he has a much different tone than he did when the season was over. Remember how angry he sounded? Remember how the whole thought of, well, Zach Wilson's played his last game for the Jets?
God, I hope he has.
Not so fast. Calls to get to, the Jets, the Giants, and more. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm surprised you ain't hit us with none of that future today, say. Is it not clear by ABC yet to play a hot fire?
I mean, I played one song out of it, but I'm not trying to go crazy and get fired and lose my job.
You can't play 10 seconds of it? Tom didn't get fired, so we can say if you ain't fired a white guy, you can't fire the black guy. So you good. We got you. We'll have Al Sharpton up here in 15 minutes.
Now, is that the $500 you're going to be putting up towards my fund when I get fired?
No, we're going to get it from the Rainbow Coalition Fund.
You know what'll end up here, right? I'll get fired. Thursday on SNY, Mets and the Brewers. It's opening day. Tune in to Gary, Keith, and Ron on the call, and the coverage begins Thursday, 11:30 on SNY. We haven't gotten into, again, the betting scandals and all that other stuff. The latest thing, Ohtani, what he had to say, or didn't say, and then now the NBA's involved in something here, so we got to discuss what's going on there. Woody Johnson spoke. We get to hear what he had to say. And what he said about Zach Wilson might surprise you. It wouldn't surprise me, but Bart told me I was wrong. Maybe not. And the Knicks and last night doing what they're supposed to, get a win, a big night for DiVincenzo, and some drama about how they got there with this too, and some question marks. Bart claims that what the Knicks did was wrong. And I'm wondering how fans feel about it as well. Let's get a call or two in here in the meantime. Michael in Manhattan. Michael. All right, Michael's gone. Elliot is in Connecticut. Elliot.
Hey, I'm here.
What's
you
up?
Me?
We got you.
Elliot.
Hey, first off, a big fan of both of yours. Fan of yours, Bart. I actually have your jersey, but I don't know how long I'm going to keep it.
Respect, son. Damn! Mike Jones back then didn't want me.
Don't know how long he's going to keep it because it's...
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, my good friend Benji Kleiner, who I think you might have interacted with a bunch, Alan Hunt, he was obsessed and still is, has a Fournier jersey. We actually have a text conversation that's called Fournier Forever. And he has now he's a DiVincenzo fan. He bought the next jersey ball was DiVincenzo.
So somebody that has a Fournier jersey, because Bart was claiming that if you don't own a Fournier jersey, you hate him.
I'm just saying, knowing like, somebody that owns one. Like, you never, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, he was brought in here and he handled it like himself like a professional, man. Mm-hmm.
You have a Bill Laimbeer jersey at home?
What?
Do you have a Bill Laimbeer jersey at home?
I got a Bill Laimbeer tattoo on my ass.
You do not. I know that. You don't. Because you don't like tattoos. Not that I have seen your ass.
But I'm just saying, like, listen, I love Bill Laimbeer. Like,
but you don't have his jersey, so you hate him.
Now, when he was playing, I was too young to get a jersey.
No, but now, you're not too young now. No. Do you have an Isaiah Thomas jersey in your house?
No.
Nothing?
No, I just got friendship and a cell phone number. It
doesn't matter. You don't have a jersey. You have jerseys hanging up all over your house, but you don't have an Isaiah Thomas.
No basketball.
No basketball.
No basketball
jersey. So you hate basketball?
Yeah, because I couldn't play.
Because you couldn't play.
They wouldn't let me play.
Well, you proved that a couple of years ago.
Fatality.
I stopped growing.
800-919-3776.
I stopped growing after 10th grade.
We get back into the Knicks conversation.
I had so much potential.
Hear from Woody Johnson as well. Bracket updates for you and more. And your calls, of course, in the Power Hour, 800-919-3776. Say goodbye to Busted Brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on the game. On every game of the tournament, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 or older, physically present in New York, first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. It started as a blowout. It ended with a record performance last night at the Garden. Knicks beat the Pistons. And Dante DiVincenzo, the story, breaks the Knicks franchise record by hitting 11 three-pointers. He finished with 40 points on the night for Tom Thibodeau's team.
Impressive. He's been doing it all year. His teammates helped create good shots for him. He knocked them down, played hard the whole game. You know, Josh, what can you say? Play after play, good hustle. I thought Precious, his rebounding was huge. So a number of people stepped up, played well.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM and the all-new ESPN New York app.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.